We're doing our class Judaism from head to toe, and we're up to the corners of the beard. So a week ago we discussed the corners of the hair, Pat Arosh, that when it comes to the corner of the hair, right, we take down the hairline, the corners of the head. So there I have to make sure that I don't cut it short, shorter than a hair bending on itself. And even if I cut it with scissors, I got to keep it that long. Now we move on to the corners of the beard. Where are the corners of the beard? There are five corners of the beard. There are five corners of the face bones where you're not allowed to shave with the razor, okay? One is over here, this corner. The next one is over here, this corner. The next one's 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 over here, this corner. Ah, did you count? Was it more than five? We have no clue where the five are. There are about five different opinions about where the five different corners are. We're not sure the edge of this bone, right? The cheekbone ends right here. Is this a corner? Is it the edge of this bone? It ends right here. Is that a corner? And when you say a corner, how big does it encompass? How big is a corner? Is this a corner? The bottom of the, what's this called? The jaw. Is this a corner? And how far does this corner go, my chin? Is this a corner up here? The edge of your mouth. That's also an edge of the jawbone, right? Is this a corner too? And how far does that go? What about here? The two sides of the upper jawbone. So we're not sure. We know there are five on the face. The Talmud says if you shave with the razor, then you've transgressed five prohibitions. So we know there are five corners on the face. We're not sure where they are. And that's why it is biblically prohibited to put a razor to your face. We don't know where the corners begin. We don't know where they end. So you can't start using a razor to cut your hair. No questions just yet. Okay, so what's defined as a razor? A razor is a knife. Okay, so what if I have a turning knife? Yeah? I have a swivelly knife. I have three knives that swivel around. Is that a razor? So that's a good question. How are our shavers built today? So shavers used to work like this. You had a screen, okay? And the screen was one blade. And then you had another blade that would twirl under the screen, or two or three blades, and they would have a scissor effect, cutting the hairs on the screen. So there were halachic opinions, like the Chafetz Chaim, that said that a shaver was kosher, because you're not using a knife, you're using a scissor. It says you're allowed to use scissors to cut your beard, because a shaver is like scissors. It's blades, just a bunch of blades cutting against one another. What's happened in the last two decades is that our shavers don't work that way anymore. Many of the shavers are actually one blade cutting. It's the quick, sharp blade that's under the screen that's doing the cutting. And the screen is only protecting your skin from getting cut. It is not doing the scissor effect. You no longer have the scissor effect. And that's why you have to do some homework and find out. Today you could buy shavers with a hechsher on them. What they've basically done is ensured that the shaver works like a scissor instead of working like a blade. And that's something that's very hard to know. The Norelco lift and cut, they say Rabbi Feinstein said, was prohibited. That's what they say. They say that the Philips also, Philips and Norelco are the same company in different countries. I don't know. You know, there's a website, koshershavers.org. I don't know how reliable that is. You have to do your homework. I'm saying there are shavers which have been validated by different rabbis. And then there are shavers where when you go to the store, they'll tell you, Rabbi so-and-so said this is kosher. Do you really know that? I don't know. I would do my homework. This is a biblical prohibition. You're going to be shaving every day if you shave. Yeah, so find out. Make sure you get a kosher shaver. Razors are not kosher for the face. Your wife wants to use a razor on her legs or on her face, she can do that. Women are not obligated. They do not have the mitzvah not to shave with a razor. Yes, sir?
What about a head trim? You can use that for your beard?
As far as I understand, those are certainly scissors. The hair trimmers I know of certainly have a scissor effect, right? It seems obvious to me from what I know. Yeah.
That you can do pretty short.
Right? That's what I do down here. If I would do it more often, it would be shorter. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Do we take it literally that there are five corners that you can't shave? Or is it just a poetic way of saying don't shave your entire face?
The former. There are five places on the face. We don't know how big those places are, and we don't know where they are. That's why we can't use a razor on our face altogether. But technically, there are five corners. The Torah doesn't say don't use a razor. The Torah says don't use a razor on the corners of your face.
That's not a poetic way.
Lo tashchit et pe'at zekanecha. It says don't destroy the corners of your beard. Are you allowed to use depilatory cream? There's a cream that causes the hairs to come out easily. You're allowed to use it. Do not buy the depilatory creams made for women's legs because they are very, very strong because the skin on the leg is very rough. So they could use a very sharp acid. The depilatory creams they make for the face are a much gentler form of acid. What it is basically today they sell it as, I think still today, whoever wanted, I gave it for free. I used to bring from the States. I don't know, I might still have one more jar left in the office. It's a powder. You mix with water. You put the paste on your beard or on your face. You wait 7 minutes, and then you take it off with a spoon, and all the hair comes off with it. You leave it on a little longer, you end up being red. It's acid. I used to use it, back in the day. But at any rate, so if you're going to buy depilatory cream, make sure you buy one that's meant for the face. The ones that are made for the legs are too rough on the face. So that's our mitzvah of the corners of the face, not shaving them with a knife. Many people who do tshuva are not aware of this mitzvah. It's very common, even in Israel, unfortunately, that people shave with a razor. People are unaware of the prohibition. In the army, unfortunately, when a person enlists, they give him a pack, and in that pack is a razor. It's a big problem. It's not right. It's against the halacha. It's against the halacha. You know, if you're using it, if your wife wants to use it on her legs, she can do that. But
well, a lot of people actually use the razors for too
fast. Okay, you're saying there are other uses for it. Fine. Okay. So that's in terms of facial hair. Should every Jew grow a beard? We discussed this. We had a class on this. You could. It's a nice thing to do. It might help you stay out of trouble. You don't have to. If you have a kosher shaver, it's okay to shave. There are those who like beards. There are those who dislike beards. There's a line in Talmud where one rabbi met another rabbi and he said, why don't you grow a beard? He says, I can't. His facial hair didn't grow. The Talmud over there describes it as Hadrat Panim Zakan, that the glory of the face is the beard. So not every rabbi could. There were even big rabbis in Talmud whose facial hair didn't grow enough. They couldn't really grow a beard. Okay, fine. But we don't choose what type of hair we have. It says in Talmud that the book Ben Sira is a foolish book. Don't take it seriously. Why? Because one of the things it says in Ben Sira is Lav Dekan. What is Lav Dekan? A man whose beard does this. So if his beard parts in the middle, so you should know he's the smartest person on the block because he's always plotting and thinking and pulling at his beard in every direction. So that's how you know he's a super smart, devious person. So that's one of the Talmud's examples of foolishness in the book of Ben Sira. Don't take it seriously. Don't judge people by whether they have beards or don't have beards. There were great Jewish rabbis in Jewish history who did not have beards. Obviously, the predominantly accepted way Jewish rabbis went was with beards. It also used to be problematic to not grow a beard. They didn't have so many easy kosher ways to shave their beards. So my grandfather used to have a shaver. I inherited it. So I think the only thing I inherited. This old shaver. I saved it till I made Aliyah, just so that I'd know what the shaver the Chafetz Chaim looked like. It was a shaver that was 50 years old, and it still worked. Yeah, the way they used to make things, right? The Rav of Panovich, when he'd see him on the street, would stop him and stroke his cheek and say, "The only God-fearing Jew I know who's clean-shaven." Because everyone else who was clean-shaven was doing it with a razor. My grandfather was able to afford a kosher shaver. But that's why historically, probably, many Jews grew beards. Because halachically, it was very hard to be clean-shaven without it. Should you have a long beard or a short beard? So Kabbalists say, you shouldn't touch your beard, just let it grow. And that's what Chabad does, and that's what Rav Kook Zatzal held. But the rest of the Jewish people generally shaved and trimmed. and made sure their beards were nice. And in Europe, when they saw that people were not respecting the yeshiva bachrim, so they told the yeshiva guys to be clean-shaven so that they look respectable. So it was accepted in Europe that the yeshiva guys would always be clean-shaven, so that when you look at a yeshiva guy, he'd look like a white-collar guy, not a blue-collar guy. He'd look respectable. So again, there's room to say this, there's room to say that. It's all kosher, so long as you're not using a razor. A razor is isur d'oraita. It is biblically prohibited, a razor on the face. Okay? Questions? No. Okay. So we've gone from the beard. Now we have to talk about the mouth. So Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow night, we will discuss kashrut, and that will take us a long time. What may you eat? Is there any way to make a kosher cheeseburger? If you're being invited to someone's house, what should you be concerned about with kashrut? We have a lot to talk about. Prepare your questions. We're up to the mouth. We have a lot to talk about. The mouth is maybe the most central part of Judaism from head to toe. To be continued tomorrow.